Is your home attracting or repelling healthy relationships? Hey, it's Deanna Durrell, your intuitive relationship coach and spiritual mentor. And today we are going to look at three questions that you can ask yourself to determine whether your home is helping or hindering you from having that great love that you seek and healthy, vibrant relationships. So the first thing to ask yourself is, what do I see when I step into my bedroom and look at the back right-hand corner of the room? This is your love area. So if we think in terms of energy and feng shui, the back right corner is your love corner. And just notice what's there. Are there, old receipts? Are there, plants there? And that will tell you a lot about the message and the signals that you are sending the universe around the type of relationship you'd like to see. Just to give you a quick example, I had a client who was single for a long time, had been dating up a storm, but none of them really wanted to take it to the next level, as it were. And when we looked in her house, she showed me that that corner of her house had a laundry basket for her dirty laundry. And she was horrified. She's like, oh my gosh, like my dirty clothes are there. And all of these men that I'm attracting are really gorgeous, very successful, but they have drama in their lives. And, this is feng shui and energy. Space clearing can be really powerful when coupled with intention and backed up with solid action. So it is not an airy-fairy, instant solution and an excuse to not put in effort. But in her case, she really, resonated with that. And so she changed it up. She moved the laundry basket to another part of her house. She added some plants there, some candles, and one of the tips I'm going to offer everybody here is have things in pairs. Even if you are in a really loving relationship, these tips can enhance that relationship. And all of the tips I'm going to share apply to other types of relationships, so business partnerships, etc., better relationship with your family. You're going to want to put things in pairs so that you are receiving support as much as you're giving support. The next question to ask yourself is, do I have any broken items in my home or any items that keep me single? So you want to look for things that are not working, like old watches that maybe need new batteries. Again, symbolic of you really coming into the present moment, not getting stuck in time, not pining for the one that got away. But also looking at things that may suggest that you would rather do it all yourself. So common things I see are statues of, single women, pictures of women that are by themselves and looking kind of depressed. This is often the case with like bath pictures. I don't know why there's a disproportionate amount of paintings in home goods and things like that, where the woman is coming out of a bathtub and she's like looking kind of back, like forlorn. I mean, nothing says like, I just want to be alone than something like that. So looking around your house, take a friend with you through your space and just ask like, is there anything that screams like, I just want to be alone? And if you do, then that's awesome. But if you want a healthy love relationship, then you're going to want to replace those with images of couples, or at least, images that make you feel joyful and happy when you look at them. And then the last question to ask yourself is there space? Is there space for someone to come in? Are your drawers crammed to the brim? Is there any space in your closet for somebody to, spend the night, spend time with you? When you look at the calendar that's hanging in your kitchen or your home office, is it chock full with appointments? So much so that you wouldn't have any space to go out to dinner or share a moment with that someone special. Asking these questions can help you enhance your love life, your relationships, but also just make you feel good in your home, which, let's face it, we want to be around people who feel great about themselves. And it really does start at home. It starts within you and through the objects and the space that you keep. I'd love to hear from you. What is your favorite tip out of the ones I shared? Which ones are you going to implement? And if you have any suggestions to really enhance the home, leave a comment. And as always, thank you so much for being a part of the community. For more and to get a free gift from me to up your confidence now, visit DeannaDurrell.com.